Presidential nominee Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz swept through Michigan last week. It's one of several swing states the Democrats are trying to win this fall, and it's also where the uncommitted movement began to protest the White House's support of Israel. NPR's Don Gagne reports on how these voters are feeling now with Harris at the top of the ticket.
Voters cast ballots marked uncommitted in the Democratic primaries to send a message to President Biden. It started in Michigan and grew into a national movement.
Uncommitted! Uncommitted!
This was a rally 6 months ago in Hamtramck, Michigan, a majority Muslim city and a focal point of the uncommitted effort. Layla El Abed, a Palestinian American and a founder of the campaign, called that day for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, urging the crowd to vote uncommitted in the primary.
Joe Biden needs to hear from his core constituency that he cannot support a genocide in 2024.
The uncommitted vote in Michigan exceeded expectations, totaling more than 100,000, a significant number given that Biden carried the state in 2020 by just 154,000. Now, back to today. The war in Gaza continues, but President Biden is no longer a candidate. With Kamala Harris the nominee, El Abed says there's a chance for a reset.
We have heard from VP Harris to be somewhat more sympathetic or empathetic to the suffering of Palestinians.
As evidence, she cites this statement from Kamala Harris last month after the vice president met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We cannot look away in the face of these tragedies. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent.
Leaders of the movement say those remarks may have opened a door to more dialogue, and this past week, Harris did meet with two of them prior to a campaign rally in Michigan. Abbas Alawiya says it was a brief encounter backstage in a receiving line.
And I asked her, will you meet with us so that we can discuss an arms embargo? And the vice president was very quick to say, I'd really like that. And we took the photo and I said, thank you so much.
He says it was a commitment not to a specific policy, but to keep meeting regarding these urgent concerns. Later, a Harris national security advisor stressed that she does not support an arms embargo on Israel. There were some pro-Palestinian protesters at the rally who at one point interrupted the vice president with chants. At first, Harris gave them their moment. But as the interruption persisted, she cut them off, implying that Trump's election would be truly bad for their cause.
You know what? If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
Meanwhile, members of the uncommitted movement are still deciding what they'll do in November. 18-year-old Cole Kuderna from Holland, Michigan, says he's now actually optimistic about the Democratic ticket.
With Biden, I did not feel any enthusiasm. But with Harris, it's like, yeah, I'm enthusiastic. I'm excited about Harris. I feel like she can win.
More tempered is 41-year-old Jennifer Schlitt. She says she'll likely vote Harris, but
I would feel a lot better voting for her if she did follow up with those words, you know, that she spoke to Netanyahu about and came out in favor of something that respects the right to live of the Palestinian people.
And there are voters like Hank Kennedy, a 27-year-old student teacher.
There needs to be a policy change, not just a change at the top of the ticket.
He may vote Green Party. Yes, he says he's concerned about what another Donald Trump presidency would mean for Palestinians, but says he doesn't think Democrats are committed to stop the death and destruction.
If we're supposed to vote for the lesser of two evils, I mean, what's lesser? That's the way I look at it.
The Arab American vote in Michigan has long been a reliable piece of the Democratic coalition, and fully bringing them back into the fold could be decisive in what looks like a toss-up state this year. Don Gagne, NPR News, Detroit.